Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hey, welcome to the Coco Express Show Network. We are happy to have you with us today. It is December 21st, 2013. However, it is time for Paradigm Shifters with Steve Duncanson and Marilyn Ocasio-Medina. Unfortunately, Steve will not be able to join us because his dog had to have surgery and he's been with him in the hospital since this morning. And we wish his dog a very speedy recovery. We are with him in spirit, and now let's kind of roll on over to Paradigm Shifters.
Paradigm Shifters. Principles for Life and Success, hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.
Welcome, 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 Marilyn. Marilyn Ocasio is with us today, and she's going to kind of hold it down for us. So, hey, Marilyn, how's it going?
Hi, good afternoon, Aurelia. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good, and good afternoon to all of our listeners, out there. So,
yeah.
I'm sorry to hear about Steve's dog. I hope that everything works out okay, and I'm sorry that he's not with us on this call, but, we'll take it from here. I know that, Rayleigh and I, we were talking earlier about how, it's the end of the year, and this is the time where people start reflecting on, how the year has gone, and they start thinking about the New Year's resolutions and what we want to create in our lives, what goals we want to set, what things we want to change, and what we want to do. And somewhere along the line, we lose that. We lose the focus of the goals that we want to achieve. And a lot of those times is because we have setbacks that are going to knock us down, but it is our choice to get back up and keep moving forward. And as Zig Ziglar says, it is a given that we're going to be knocked down, but it is our choice to get back up and keep moving forward. And Aurelia, I like the analogy that you were making on this, and I would love for you to share that.
Well, I was thinking that, being that we're transitioning into a new year, we should kind of like think about what we want to coin phrase our year, because every year you hear people, mention different kinds of catchphrases. And I think that we should make 2014 the diamond year. So make it your diamond year. The reason why I picked the diamond is because it's so unique, and I'll let Marilyn explain it. I'll just give you kind of like the scientific terms and recipe for the making of a diamond before I allow her to go into how that affects you. So what happens with the diamond, the diamond is buried in carbon dioxide 100 miles into the earth, and then it's heated about 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and then it's squeezed under pressure 725,000 pounds per square inch of pressure, and then it's quickly rushed towards the Earth's surface to cool. Now, just keeping all that in mind, I'm going to let Marilyn kind of tell you exactly how that fits into making your year 2014 a diamond year. So, Marilyn, take it away.
Well, really, I have to say, I absolutely love your idea. Let's all become diamonds in 2014. And did I hear you say 725,000 pounds?
Yes, per square inch.
That is amazing. That's incredible. And that really stuck out because when I heard you say the word pressure, who does not have pressure? We all have to undergo different pressure, stress, And those are the things that stop us. Those are the things that block us from moving forward toward our goal, because in order to become that extraordinary person, to be amazing, and to become that beautiful diamond that's shining, it's not going to come very easy, but I don't like to say that it's going to be a struggle either, because we're not meant to live in a way where we're struggling. We're not meant to live in a way where we're being anxious and worried and depressed. That's not the way we are meant to live. We are meant to live a life that's full of joy, full of abundance, full of love, and to be happy each and every day with the gift of life that we have. And that's the way we're supposed to live. So in order to become that beautiful diamond that's a shining star, we have to undergo all of these setbacks, circumstances, situations that come our way. But how do we do that? You know, we ask ourselves, but how do we do this? How do we live in a world that's full of stress and pressure and become that beautiful diamond without worry, without anxiety? How do we do that? So we have the power. We have the power and the ability to change how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about life, no matter what the circumstances are. And the greatest power that you can find is in your awareness. You may not be able to change the situation that you are in. Okay, so let's say you're in a very challenging situation. You have to remember that's the pressure that the diamond has to go through in order to become that beautiful, sparkling diamond. So we have to be able to change. We can't change the situation, but you can shift on how you perceive it. Because we have to use, I like to talk a lot about the law of attraction, the law of manifestation is one of the laws of attraction of the universe. So using the consciousness to get what you want. The law of the universe says that your consciousness creates your reality. Now, this is projected how you view yourself, how you view the world, your expectations, and this is going to send an image of yourself and your life force out into the world. And even a small shift in your consciousness can create dramatic change, and you will have dramatic results. So success in practicing law of manifestation in your life isn't just specific thoughts about bringing specific results. It's a matter of projecting a life force filled with positive images and conclusions of confidence, optimism, and self-love. So this confidence, optimism, self-love, that's going to be the final result. That's going to be the final diamond that you're going to have, that you're going to become. Your consciousness relies heavily on your view of yourself and your expectations. And it will be very difficult to create success, to create that beautiful diamond, if you're constantly judging yourself, if you're constantly saying negative things about yourself, if you're thinking that you're not good enough, if you're worried about what other people think about you, if you're going to be pessimistic about your future. These are the things that you have to eliminate. And you have to have the awareness to have the most positive perception of yourself and your environment and the day that's ahead of you, that diamond that you're going to become. This will transform your consciousness, and it will help shift the reality that you create. It's going to help you shift to create that diamond that you want to become. Now, it's all about the interpretation of what's going around you, and it's not the circumstances themselves, but how are you interpreting these circumstances? How are you viewing it? Are you getting up in the morning with gratitude and being grateful that you have another day of life? And are you counting your blessings? Or are you whining and complaining? In order to become a diamond, you have to be a winner and not a whiner. You have to view yourself as a winner, someone that's going to win. And if you have goals and if you have dreams that you have buried deep inside of you because you let the anxiety and the worry and the fear, which comes from the ego, bury that inside of you, you have to be able to shift your thinking, come from that place of within from when we were born, when we were babies, like magical. We're full of love, and we're just being. It's so pure, and that's who we really are. Who we are is not what we do, what we have, what we own. That's not who we are. Who we are is that beautiful spiritual being that's inside of us, waiting to be born. And I say waiting to be born because it's like that diamond that you want to be. And in order to be that diamond, you're going to go through challenges. You're going to go through through these circumstances. But we have to keep our focus and keep our clarity toward that beautiful diamond that we want to become. Now, I mean, there are a lot of different areas in our life that we want to work, that we want to have to work on, right? There's, you know, there's physical, you know, we have people going to the gym, they want to be healthy, they want to eat well, work out, and we know that we have to do those things, but somewhere along the line, we stop. And then there's also the area of the finances, the area of career, area of relationships. So it's like a whole pie, right? So we want to work on every area in that pie. But in order to manifest these things that we want and create the life that we want, we need to take care of ourselves mentally, spiritually, emotionally. You know, some people would take care of themselves physically. They're working out in the gym every day and they're eating well, but they're forgetting to take care of themselves mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Or you could have one person that's taking care of themselves spiritually, but they're not taking care of themselves either physically or emotionally. So we have to take care of those four different parts of ourselves. It all starts on the not inside of us, our physical body, but it starts out, I'm pointing like outside, you know, outside of your body. It's mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And if we don't listen to that, eventually it's going to affect our physical body. So mentally, spiritually, emotionally, that's where just closing your eyes and meditating, breathing, taking a walk through the park, looking up into the sky, closing your eyes. Those are things that are going to be very refreshing and get us in touch with our higher self and our spiritual being. Now, let's say you are in a job that you really do not like, right? So that's where we need to learn how to shift our thinking. Instead of thinking that we are at this job because we are going to receive a paycheck, make this life not only about you, but about being on this planet to be of service to others. And when you do that, that it's not just about receiving a paycheck, but it's about being of service to others. Like, how can I be of service to you? And do it from the goodness of your heart, you will have a total shift and a total appreciation for the job that you have or for anything that you have for that fact. I also talk about the gratitude and love. When we have gratitude and you just appreciate every single day and everything that's around you and everyone around you, your life will feel so different because you're focusing on the blessings that you have instead of focusing on what you don't have. This is the only time that you should compare yourself to another person is when you're going under that pressure that the diamond has to go through. That's when you look at another person's life, and then you realize that you don't have it as bad as you thought, because someone out there is going to have circumstances that are really worse than what you're going through. So it's very important to really appreciate where we are in our life. Aurelia, did you have any comments that you wanted to say?
Yes. It's really interesting that you talk about the things that we bury deep down inside of us, because it's those things that need to come to the surface for us to be able to clear ourselves so that we can move forward in our lives. And the whole process of the diamond, so people can really get a true understanding, is, you know, the diamond is, you know, it's buried deep down in carbon monoxide 100 miles inside the earth. That's deep down inside of ourselves. Those beliefs and things that we hold on to that we don't really talk about too much. And the heat that the diamond receives is about 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The heat is the thought process that we have in regards to those things that we have buried deep down in ourselves that we don't share. And the pressure, like Marilyn said, the pressure is thinking that people are judging you, worrying about what other people are saying and all those other things. That's the pressure. And until you push it all out, you're going to hold onto that, and it's going to hold you down, weigh you down, and keep you from moving forward in what it is you want to do and who you want to become. And in order for the diamond to really become a diamond, it has to be rushed quickly to the surface to cool. So you got to get all that stuff out of your system, and it's got to be pushed to the surface so that you can shine brightly and be the diamond you want to be. And Marilyn has given you those, you know, examples of the different things that we hold on to. And in order to make 2014 a diamond year, we got to work on that, and we got to rush that stuff to the surface so we can become who we need to be.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Aurelia. And one thing that I want to talk about is principles. Principles are very powerful also, and it helps us understand how the world works. You know, and principles generate the same result each and every time. They work with you when you work with them. So, for example, like when you wake up in the morning, you don't have to question which way your foot is going to go. It's going to go, when you get out of bed, it's going to go down. It's not going to go up. So the same thing with if you multiply 2 by 2, it's always going to be 4. It's never going to be 5 because that's the principles. The principles don't wear out, and they last forever. So I live by 5 principles. As a Reiki practitioner, we go by the 5 Reiki principles are: just for today, I will not be angry. Just for today, I will not worry. Just for today, I will be grateful. Just for today, I will do my work honestly. And just for today, I will be kind to every living thing. So these are 5 principles that I live by. If we're not doing one of these 5 principles, we're not going to feel happy. We're not going to be fulfilled. Something is going to be missing if you're not living out of these 5 principles. And I'm just going to say them one more time. I will not be angry. I will not worry. I will be grateful. I will do my work honestly. I will be kind to every living thing. So life is a process of discovering principles, of discovering what works. And if you want to make rapid progress, don't fight against principles. You have to flow with them. And don't fight against the circumstances that are happening in your life right now. You have to, no matter what circumstances and what situations, you cannot put blame on others. You cannot judge. We have to embrace what's happening at this moment. Don't focus on the past. And don't worry about the future, but be in the moment right now. If you put all of your focus on the past or in the future, depending on what situation you're in, and you're going to put your mind to think that life is terrible, and if you're going to look at life that way, then that's how life is going to be. But if you focus on the now and you make the choice to make it terrific, then that's how it will be. So we have to be very careful with our thoughts, because our thoughts are going to impact our life. And not only do we have to be careful with our thoughts, but we have to choose our words wisely, because our words are very, very powerful. I like to say affirmations, because when you say affirmations, your subconscious hears it, and you're saying it over and over again, and your subconscious is going to believe what you say. So instead of saying, I don't like my life, or, you know, say, I love my life. I have a conference call with one of my dear coaches, James Dentley, and with the way we end the call, he has us place our hand over our heart, and what we say is, I love my life, I love my life, I love my life. And that's how we end the call every single day. and tell yourself, look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love you, and have your goals in front of you so that you don't lose sight of them, so that when you have those setbacks, you don't let those setbacks stop you from reaching your goal and becoming that diamond that you want to become. When things go wrong, don't go wrong with those things. We can become very emotionally involved in what's happening, so we have to stop ourselves right there, right on track, and say, you know, things are going wrong right now, but I am not going to go wrong with it. My thoughts are not going to go wrong. So we have to change that. And I like, I really love listening to Rick Warren, and he said that what shapes our life, and then he used the word shape, the five things that shape our life, S-H-A-P-E. So S for spirituality, H for your heart. Ask yourself, what is your passion? What is it that is going to drive you out of bed every morning and that you're doing something that you really love to do because it's important to you and it's because what you value most? A, for your ability, what is it that you're good at? You're going to have many talents and many gifts that you have. So what are your abilities? P, for personality, to have a pleasant personality, to have variety, to be fun, to be outgoing, and to have that positive outlook. E, for your experiences. You're going to have experiences with your job, with your family, with your education. And in those experiences, you're going to have painful experiences. But as Rick Warren says, that which hurts you will be used for your good. And at that moment, it may not seem that way. And it's not going to make sense. But if you think back in your life many years ago and a situation that you were going through, and if you look at it today, then it all makes sense. And everything unfolds the way it's supposed to. So, you know, shift your paradigm. Shift your paradigm. And when I say shift your paradigm, a paradigm is your thought patterns. So when we shift our thought patterns and we change the way we think, we change the way we feel. When we change the way we feel, it changes the way we act. And that's going to cause the results that we are going to have. Aurelia, any comments?
Well, you're absolutely right. We have to change our mind, because if we change our mind, change your life. It's like change your shoes, you change your life sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's all about being really ready and willing to be able to stick with what you decide, because sometimes we decide that we're going to do something and we're going to be vigilant about that, and then we don't even stick with it long enough for it to benefit us or to show any proven value to us. And we just have to learn to put as much faith in ourselves as we place in others.
Yeah, and that's, absolutely.
And that's something that I find to be something that we all do it, and especially a lot of parents. They put so much faith in their children and their spouses, and they forget to put that much faith back in themselves, because they too are creating the world that their families live in, and they don't ever give themselves enough credit to see the benefit of all that it is that they do. So now we have to think about our diamond life and our new year, and think about how much value we bring to ourselves.
Absolutely.
And embrace it and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Aurelia. I always said it all begins with loving yourself. You have to love yourself. How do you expect to love others or for others to love you or to love life if you're not loving yourself? And with loving yourself is being good to yourself. We have an inner child inside of us. Each and every one of us has that inner child inside of us that we need to take care of, that we need to attend to. If you feel that you want to go bicycle riding, if you feel that you want to have that walk in the park, whatever it is, you need to do the things that you love and love yourself. You have to take that time and to be happy. And everything that you need to be happy is right inside of you. And the purpose of our life is for us to grow into the best human being that we can be. And there's going to be changes in our lives. Change is inevitable. But we have to stop resisting, and we have to surrender to life's flow. And there are going to be obstacles, and the obstacles are lessons in disguise. So we have to honor them, and we have to learn from them. And with our mind, we create our experiences of our reality. So we have to become friends with our minds. We have to really know our minds and be aware of what our mind is thinking, because that is what is going to create your reality. That is what's going to create your life. And we have to stop being fearful, because you being fearful is going to steal you. It's going to rob you from being really alive, because we're not meant to be just existing. We're meant to live. So we have to make the courage bigger than our fear. And we have to love ourselves so that we can truly give love and receive love from anyone else. And we need to make these choices. And I have some power questions that we can ask ourselves when we wake up in the morning. And one of them is, what am I happy about in my life right now? What about that makes me happy? And how does that make me feel? And then we're going to ask ourselves, what am I excited about in my life right now? What am I proud of in my life? What am I grateful for? What am I enjoying most in my life right now? What am I committed to? And what about that makes me committed? So we have to make our commitments for the new year to become that diamond. We have to love ourselves. We have to be happy. We have to be really excited where we're going to have that passion. We're going to use our abilities, and we're going to live our destiny to do what you were born to do. And Aurelia, for the year 2014, I think that our shows can be, we can break them down on, like the affirmations. I can give our audience affirmations that they can say each day, toward their goal, questions that I can ask themselves, and to really work with their mind on focusing on that goal so that they can become that diamond that they're meant to be. Aurelia, are you there? I think we're having a little technical difficulties here. I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure if our audience can hear me, but I truly hope that everyone makes the decision, makes the choice to become the beautiful diamond that they are meant to be. We were having technical difficulties, but I think I just want to end this once again by saying to keep focus on your goals. Have your goal. Have it in front of you for the new year. Become that diamond that you're going to be. Just remember that there are going to be obstacles. There are going to be challenges. Work through them. Don't let them stop you. Keep your eyes on that diamond that you're going to become. Work with the principles that I just mentioned on not worrying and doing your work honestly and diligently, being kind to every living thing, and that's including yourself, not worrying and not being angry. Fill yourself with love and gratitude, and look at the blessings that you have around you each and every day. Make a list of 5 successes that you have achieved every day, whatever it may be. Start with 1, start with 2, until you have 5. And this way you can reprogram your brain to focus on the successes that you're having. And you don't want to judge yourself or think about any failures, but just focusing on your successes and on that beautiful diamond that you're going to become. And I wish everyone a very happy holidays, lots of love. Aurelia, thank you so much, and we will tune in again next month with Steve, and we'll talk more about becoming a diamond in 2014. Love to all.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.